During the Right Rug Flooring Anniversary Sale, we're celebrating 91 years of the guaranteed lowest prices. With beautiful carpet with a lifetime stain warranty starting at $219 a square foot installed with pad. And luxury vinyl starts at $399 a square foot installed. Unbeatable prices and 24-month special financing available with approved credit. Schedule a free in-home appointment with our flooring experts at RITERUG.com. Right Rug Flooring's Anniversary Sale. Right.
This is CBS Eye on the World, the New World Report. I'm John Batzel with my good colleague, Evan Ellis, professor at the U.S. Army War College. We move from Central America to a vital election of a small, troubled state ripped by narco-terrorism and outside influences. Chiefly, we're thinking of the People's Republic of China, its Belt and Road Initiative, its money-laden influencers, and a man named Correa. There's an election on Sunday putting the candidates from the last special election to fill an empty presidential seat. The same players, Noboa and Gonzalez, but they represent different approaches to Ecuador's future. Professor, Daniel Noboa, elected as a young man, very young, the son of a well-to-do exporter, visited Mar-a-Lago recently, surprising everyone, with his wife, graciously received. Appeared that the U.S. is endorsing his candidacy. Who stands to gain from Noboa losing? Let me put it that way. Who stands to gain from him winning, and how?
Well, John, of course, the key thing, Ecuador is at a pivotal moment. Ecuador, the victory of Daniel Noboa had itself come after the important political transition, but the prospect in the second round of Ecuador's election, which will occur this Sunday, April 13th, in which Daniel Noboa and his principal rival, Luisa Gonzalez, are almost in a tie. It actually shows that Luisa Gonzalez is just a little bit ahead. There is a leftist indigenous leader, Linus Issa, which in the first round polled about 5%. It looks like a lot of his support will go to Luisa Gonzalez. But really, the prospect of Luisa Gonzalez winning with the Citizen Revolution Party. Luisa's political mentor is the former president, anti-U.S. Player Rafael Correa. And so the prospect is not only possibility of Correa's return from essentially exile, where there are a series of different criminal cases against him in Ecuador, and the prospect that he could return to political influence or political power could turn Ecuador from what's been a relatively pro-U.S. Stance as it works on security and other issues under Noboa, who again is the son of Ecuador's major banana producer businessman, to a more anti-U.S., colluding with others such as Venezuela, more open to China, as we saw during the first Correa administration from 2006 to 2017, where you had disastrous projects to the tune of about $18 billion, including the Coca-Cola Sinclair China built dam and others. And so the prospect on the one hand of Ecuador turning to a more anti-U.S., China open moment in a time which the number of strong U.S. allies in South America are pretty limited is significant. But also Ecuador is facing some serious security challenges. Cocaine out of Colombia, which has begun flowing through small Ecuador as an alternative, has stimulated fights between the insignificant street gangs, but which have become much more powerful groups like the Choneros and the Lobos and others, in conjunction with their Mexican and Colombian colleagues. But as a result of that violence, you've seen just an explosion of homicides. Ecuador now with almost 40 homicides per 100,000, almost 7,000 deaths in a relatively small country last year. Again, that has shaken to the core, the country, especially the coastal provinces where you have the ports from which that cocaine is smuggled out, have become places like Manabí, Esmeraldas, Guayaquil has become very, 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 very violent. The Noboa government has tried to deploy a large number of police there and have a crackdown through states of emergency, although that has not fully worked. The Noboa government has tried to deploy, has tried to contract with the Blackwater founder Eric Prince to advise on security. But at the end of the day, the prospect, if Luisa Gonzalez wins and if there is a dramatic change in security away from Noboa's posture, which was called Plan Phoenix, that could lead not only to a turn towards China, but also a devolution of the fight against criminality. And so there's a lot at stake in terms of where Ecuador goes. And with Ecuador, the situation of one of the U.S.'s limited number of close friends in South America.
Venezuela. The story here is not just about the sanctions on the oil and the general understanding that Venezuela is being cut back more and more from its source of income from overseas, but also about the Trump administration's deporting of Venezuelans accused or alleged to be members of Trendy Aragua, the violent gang that is said to be linked to the Caracas regime. In other words, an attack on the U.S. An invasion is the word used as a justification, an explanation for the deporting without due process of individuals allegedly Trendy Aragua. We've had some court cases about this that tumble, and I'm no lawyer, so I'll do the best I can to say the appeals court in a 2-1 ruling said that there was a stop on the deporting of Venezuelans because of the question of due process. The Supreme Court, in an emergency review, said that the stop order issued by the appeals court is now stopped, and that means that the deporting will continue. It has to do with discovery, and the Supreme Court expects this to come back, but it's a debate whether it's a constitutionally responsible position for the courts to get involved as opposed to the Congress and the executive. We can't solve this, Evan, but we can say that they're being deported to El Salvador, and Nayib Bukele has made available to the Trump administration his ability to incarcerate people in what appear to be beastly conditions. So what is the general opinion of the Latin American media in general about Bukele working with the Trump administration, about Venezuelan gang members that are in their countries as well? I don't think Trendy Aragua is just an American phenomenon. What is their general opinion about this, what appears to be cruelty?
Well, John, a lot of important pieces to unpack here that have to do with Trendy Aragua itself, with Bukele and his example, and with the deportation of Venezuelan migrants to El Salvador. And so just as a reminder, with the failure of the economic and political model in Venezuela, of course, you've had over 8 million Venezuelans which have been forced to flee, although about a million of those have come to the United States. They've gone throughout the rest of the region as well. Many have gone to Colombia, at least 2 million there. Others have gone to Ecuador and Peru, and even down to Chile, others through the Caribbean. But with those desperate Venezuelans looking for options, a series of criminal gangs, of which Trendy Aragua, which came out of the Torcaron prison in Venezuela, was probably one of the most violent. But essentially what they started doing is started exploiting those Venezuelans, trafficking them. And so, it was mostly prostitution, but also other forms of human exploitation. And they were extremely violent. And so, first in places like Colombia, Lima, Peru, even in Chile, they would essentially displace others who were in the businesses that they were getting involved in, such as prostitution. So people would be killed and cut up. And so, of course, as you had the Venezuelans coming into the United States during the end of the Biden administration, that you began to see Trendy Aragua fighting for the exploitation of territory in places like New York and Chicago. And so that's really how we got to focus on Tren de Aragua. But again, it's the tragedy is that they have been exploiting desperate Venezuelans who have come to the United States in large numbers. And it's not that all Venezuelans are Tren de Aragua. So first of all, I think there is a shared sense in the region of horror about Tren de Aragua itself and the really the victimization of Venezuelans. The second piece is the Nayib Bukele piece that Nayib Bukele, through really a campaign of terror of his own against criminal gang members, he's put about 80,000 gang members of what used to be his own violent street gangs, Mara Salvatrucha and Barrio 18, in prison, and really has also effectively terrorized them with conditions in these new mega prisons that he's built in places like Ecuador. There's a certain admiration with Bukele has achieved, if one is willing to overlook the questions of due process that his own criminals receive when they're just rounded up on suspicion of gang membership and thrown into prison. And so I think there's a combination of emulation, but also a little bit of discomfort around the region with his model and whether it can be emulated. Now, the question, of course, of the United States, which had difficulties in expelling Venezuelan migrants, but under the various different laws, of which one of the tools that's been used is the 1798 Alien Enemies Act, the U.S., on suspicion of Tren de Aragua membership, has been deporting those people to Nayib Bukele's prison. And so it's a win-win for Bukele because he says, OK, the U.S. will pay me money. I think, $6 million those in the past year. It goes through some legal loopholes that are being challenged in the courts of the United States, whether you can just round somebody up without a full due process and say, we think that you are part of this gang because you have a tattoo or other things. And so you're not supposed to be here anyway legally. So we're just going to deport you to this Venezuelan prison. And then, oh, by the way, once you're down there, you're Bukele's problem and not our problem. And so the fight over in the courts with the venue shopping and due process that's gone up to the court, that's part of that. My sense is that in the region, while there's admiration for Bukele and there's horror towards Tren de Aragua, there's also a certain amount of discomfort of the U.S. process of deportation of migrants, because that deportation more broadly affects migrants of a variety of different countries, Haiti and Cuba and Ecuador and Venezuela and others. And it ties into, I think, some concerns that the region has had about U.S. attitudes and the Trump administration attitudes toward migration in general. I think there are multiple different feelings that are going on about this case and these deportations. But certainly it is, aside from the polemic, it has been relatively effective from a Trump administration standpoint, because the administration has sent a very clear message that if you are in the United States without legal authority, and especially if you were suspected of being a gang membership, there are ways put you in a very dire situation, because the question is, what happens to these people after they get sent to the Salvadoran prison, especially if in error? Will they be there for the rest of their lives, as indeed I believe Pam Bondi is suggested? But it's a lot of moving pieces, and it certainly is impacting both positively in terms of as a deterrent against migrant flows to the United States, but in some ways negatively in terms of tying into perceptions of how the U.S. is behaving towards migrants.
I'm speaking with Professor Evan Ellis, U.S. Army War College, Strategic Studies Institute. We're going to find some good news and then an update on the drama in Brazil between the two presidents, the former and the present.
Stay tuned for more of CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
At Ability Chiropractic, we do things differently. We believe lasting health starts with understanding how your body truly works, not masking pain with quick fixes. Our doctors take the time to educate and empower you to take control of your wellness journey. Through gentle, customized adjustments, we help restore proper function and unlock your body's natural healing power. That's why Columbus families have trusted Ability Chiropractic since 2012. See the difference for yourself. Book an appointment today at abilitychiro.com.
It's Cybersecurity Awareness Month. LifeLock is here with tips to help protect your identity. Use strong passwords, set up multi-factor authentication, report scams, and update your software. And for comprehensive identity protection, LifeLock is your best choice. LifeLock alerts you to suspicious uses of your personal information and fixes identity theft, guaranteed, or your money back. Start your protection today with a 30-day free trial at LifeLock.com. Use promo code NEWS. Terms apply.
During the Right Rug Flooring Anniversary Sale, we're celebrating 91 years of the guaranteed lowest prices. With beautiful carpet with a lifetime stain warranty starting at $219 a square foot installed with pad. And luxury vinyl starts at $399 a square foot installed. Unbeatable prices and 24-month special financing available with approved credit. Schedule a free in-home appointment with our flooring experts at RITERUG.com. Right Rug Flooring's Anniversary Sale.